The Gabcast, a podcast about Belgab.com. Visit UFOship.com for live streaming and chat. The Gabcast is not legally responsible for your feelings.
Hey, everybody, it's the Gabcast. This is the June 9th edition of the Gabcast. If you'd like to be a part of the show tonight, the number to call is 623-242-2278. That's 623-242-CAST. I'm Eddie Dean. We've got Onan, Jasmunda, and B-Dub with us tonight. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? How's everybody doing out there?
I am having problems with my energy level today. I don't know what the hell it is. I think it's the heat.
I think maybe you should stop masturbating so much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe that too, but...
Not too much.
Or masturbate more.
I mean, how many wrist braces have you gone through this year?
How many what?
Wrist braces.
Oh, I buy them at Costco by the lot, so...
Oh, yeah?
Probably 10 or 15, at least.
I didn't know you could buy wrist braces in bulk. That's interesting. I had no idea.
It's really a nice feature at Costco.
Huh.
Hmm. You should buy the self-lubricating kind.
I'm writing this down as we speak.
Oh, man. I think it's just the fucking heat, man. Today is a hot one in Phoenix, Arizona.
How hot is it?
One thermometer says it's 118, and another one...
Is that the thermometer that you put up your butt earlier?
Yes, it is. It's the one in my wrist braces. And the other one says it's like 108, so... I think the 108 is more likely, but I can't.
I should add them together.
Usually I cool the studio down to like 75 or below before I start the show, and my AC has been on basically for an hour, and I think it's like 77 in here. So that probably is a problem. Yeah.
Dude, your electric bill must be insane.
Yeah, it doubles or triples in the summer. I don't pay any more than maybe $200 a month, though.
Oh. Ouch.
But, and of course, you know, as soon as it gets hot, the electric company doubles the rates, or, you know, they have their winter rates, and then they have their summer rates with high demand, and, you know, you pay an extra few shekels per milliwatt hour, or however they bill you. But welcome to the Gabcast, everybody.
That is hell.
It really
Let's
sucks.
Talk electric bills.
So why do you live in Arizona?
I keep asking myself that every summer. I keep asking myself that. Why the fuck am I still here?
Yeah.
You know, I'd really love to move to some place that's a lot cooler.
Ohio?
No. I'd like to get a farm somewhere in Colorado.
Like you want some negative 40 degree weather?
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to handle that.
Don't go outside. You might die.
Although I grew up in northern Arizona, and, you know, it snowed there, but nothing like the temperatures that you guys get back east. Yeah, I don't think I can handle that either. So I'm basically butthurt, and I'm going to bitch about it either way. I'm too cold. I'm too hot. Oh, my God. My electric bill costs too much. So, yeah.
All I seem to hear from you Americans is complaining about your extreme weather. You know, during the winter, it's freezing. It's so cold. There's so much snow. And then summer, it's too hot.
Speaking of weather, what's it like in Australia this time of year?
Well, where I live, it's winter time, but I can't even do the conversions, but it's 12 degrees, which is Celsius, and if you give me a moment, I can quickly do a calculation. 12 degrees is 53 Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's hellish. No wonder you guys don't complain about the weather. That sounds ideal.
Yeah.
It's nice. And if you go further north, it's a lot warmer, so.
And you guys are right off the ocean, aren't you?
Yeah, we are off the ocean, so.
Have you guys got an extra room for me?
No, Art Bell is...
Art Bell's crashing.
That's right.
Creepy Jasmine. I'll never forget that night in the live chat room. What Jazz calls up Art Bell and asks him, well, you know, or I don't remember if you actually asked him, but maybe in the chat room.
He said that he'd love to come to Australia, and I just said, look, I've got a spare room if you do.
That
didn't sound creepy at all.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he'd go there, he'd go to sleep, and he'd probably wake up at midnight, and I'd be standing over his bed, just rocking back and forth like the girl in Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, and you could probably even maybe convince him to do a Dutch rudder with you.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because that's not gay. I mean, if you know anything about it, that's really not gay.
Well, if I'm not touching him directly, it's not gay.
All right.
George is really getting off on this conversation, you guys.
Double Dutch rudders
with Art Bell. Yeah, I think he's...
Indeed.
Oh, goodness.
So we are going to talk about... What are we going to talk about tonight, guys?
I thought we were going to talk about unlikely sex scenarios, such as the Dutch rudder.
Dutch rudder, we could. We really could.
Or
do you... Let me start it this way. Do you guys believe in demons? Do you believe that evil energy?
Should we define demons first?
I guess you could. Sure.
I mean,
would you like me to, or do you want to?
I don't know. I'm a cynic and I'm skeptical.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that there's evil that happens in the world, but can it be subscribed, if that's the right word, to what the religious institutions call demons? Or
maybe some of it.
Yeah.
I'd say the large likelihood, practically all of it, is psychological.
I tend to agree. Onan or Jazz, you guys want to answer that? Or
yeah, I think it's probably more likely to be psychological than supernatural. But Onan's probably more qualified to give from the medical perspective.
Well, I don't believe in demons. Some psychiatrists do. Not that I'm a psychiatrist. I didn't mean to make that jump. But is anybody familiar with the book, The Road Less Traveled?
No,
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a very popular book.
Why don't you explain the entire thing? Go ahead.
No, I'm not even going to try to bother with it. just a really popular book. It was written by a guy by the name of Scott Peck, who's a psychiatrist. He went on to write a couple of other books that were about demonic possession, and he totally subscribes. And, well, he did. He's dead now. But
by demons?
Probably by demons. And I got to tell you, the two books that I read about, they were very provoking, thought-provoking. And gave me some insight into how people think. You know, I believe all religion is kind of a delusion, but I certainly couldn't get anybody into a hospital due to it because of the popularity of the notion. So a lot of people do believe in demons.
Yeah.
Who am I to say they're wrong?
It seems like every single religion does have the belief in the entity, the devil or the demon. And seems to be an easy excuse to be able to explain away the evil that happens in this world. And I think that evil happens inside of men's minds and, you know, a human being's head. And I really don't believe that there is any demons or evil entities that are out there trying to get into people's bodies and make them do things that they rather, you know, that they otherwise would not.
I think we're pretty much all in agreement here, but, you know, I just was reading some stuff today that there's some people that practice Islam that were doing an exorcism a couple of weeks ago and ended up killing somebody. You know, it's not just Christianity that buys into this stuff, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Muslims have jinn. Well, I don't know if they're necessarily Muslims, but that's, say, in the Middle East.
Yep, that's one of the words. That's one of the things I read about, yeah.
The jinn.
Like
it's kind of like the evil genie.
Right. They have, I think all religions have their version of an exorcist as well, just like the Catholicism does.
The Scientologists have thetans.
Do they? Well, I don't really consider that.
It
religion.
Is. I mean, I don't know that they do exorcisms, but it's up there in the.
Well,
what the fuck are we talking about?
I think you almost have to consider it to be an exorcism because that's literally what they do. Their idea is that you have thetans attached to your being or whatever, and they use a piece of electrical equipment to remove it, and that's how
you
get.
I thought you had to pay money.
Well, your check has to clear, and then they use the electrical device.
So really you could make an equation that would balance out money to evil.
If you're a Scientologist, yes. And I'm sure they have. The Scientologists probably have like a hybrid priest slash accountant figure that would that would be in charge of that.
Yeah, and they take Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. And Diners mm-hmm. Club too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I can give you a lot of stories, you know, anecdotes about clients I've seen that have believed they were possessed, or have had people tell them they were.
But I wouldn't think that any psychologist or in the medical field, I don't believe anybody would actually tell somebody they were possessed. I'm sure that was probably...
family members and friends do. You know, from anything from a severe case of Tourette's to what used to be called multiple personality disorder. Now it's DID. And the words escape me right at the moment. I don't see very much of that. I think in the whole time I've been working in the psychiatric field, I've seen two people with multiple personality disorder, and they were both really just borderlines that were, you know, trying to play a good game. So I've never actually seen that illness. But
that multiple personality disorder, each personality, do they have their own distinct voice, or is it difficult to tell which one is which?
You know, I don't have a lot of, I've only read like three case studies. I can tell you that they have different blood pressures and different speech mannerisms. Whether they would sound different to a recording device, I don't know.
Yeah. That's always fascinating. Do they, like, switch right into that other personality, like, in the beat of an eye, as George might say?
No.
Does it take some time in order for them to do that, or do they have to go through some sort of a stressful situation in order to...
I'm sounding like I know a lot about this, and I don't. What I've read says that there's a period of a mental fugue or fog where they kind of, there's not really anything really to describe anything other than they're not really coherent, and then they will switch into another personality. But again, so, I have not seen that, you know,
so it's not like in Hollywood you see, you know, someone on the witness stand and all of a sudden, you know, they switch and turn on a dime, you know.
Not
doesn't
that
happen
I,
like that.
Yeah. It could be. I'm not an expert. I certainly don't know, but that's not what I've read.
I would think that most things that we see in Hollywood movies aren't really based in actual fact or how the real world works.
I live my whole life that way.
There was a celebrity. Who was that lady with a big giant head that used to have a talk show? Rosie O'Donnell, didn't she come out to say that she had like 15 different personalities or some craziness? I don't think she actually went as far to say she was possessed, but
she could have said a lot of stuff. It's hard to say.
I just knew she came out, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Ba-dum boom.
Oh, see, I need to have that on the soundboard. I need to have a rim shot. I could do the applause.
But, do you have a rusty trombone on your soundboard?
Well, I have this. But I think that we decided that was the butt hurt sound effect,
yeah, that
wasn't
is.
It? All right, I got this one. Not sure exactly what that... I'm hearing this background
I can hear
AC noise. I'm wondering if that's my microphone or if it's somebody else. Let me mute my microphone and see if that goes away.
No, I can still hear a repeat of our show.
You can hear a repeat of the show? Does somebody have their stream on? On their PC? Maybe it's me. Maybe I need to do that. You know, see, there I go blaming everybody else again, and it's usually my fault. And when I muted my mic, the AC noise went way down. So what I need to do is I need to adjust my gate feature here. So, and we have a caller, too, so you're on the air.
All right, so I don't know. Well, if which of you guys were into Castaneda. But do you still have your Castaneda books?
Do we still have our what?
Your Castaneda books.
Carlos Castaneda?
Yeah.
I don't own any Carlos Castaneda books.
Yeah, I don't either.
I haven't for 20 years.
Really? Oh, dude.
Hello?
Really?
Nobody? All four of you?
We're not very well read here. I mean,
yeah, this is the Gabcast. Were you trying to reach the New York Times or something? People who were informed? We are
well,
not.
My question was.
Okay, good.
This
is Wild Card, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
What's up, buddy? Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm sorry. My question was, how that shit ended is interesting if you're interested in cults. I mean, it's on its own level as interesting as Dianetics. I think that's. But anyway, I was going to ask if you still valued his stuff after knowing what a bad end it all came to.
No. Bad end what came to?
Oh, it's a whole story, dude. And if you don't know it, it's really worth watching. There's a BBC documentary, and
what
then
story?
There's a movie of I mean he had basically three women in his inner circle, and I'm pretty sure two of them killed themselves after Castaneda died, because he was the novel, and the novel wasn't supposed to get sick, and he had cancer, so he tried to keep it a big secret. I don't know. So, all right, well, I got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. If you have another question, go ahead, wild card.
No. If you...
Take your time. It's all right.
Ah, fuck you.
Did you forget or
No. I don't want to go there. I'm done. Somebody else call.
Okay, I wasn't really making fun of you. I just
Well, thanks for calling.
I'm amazed you haven't hung up on me yet.
Well, I could hang up on you.
Matter. I think you should do that.
Okay, goodbye. Hung up.
Ciao.
I was waiting for him to get to his point. I wasn't really making fun of him.
That was fun.
I was just trying to lighten the mood a little bit while we waited for him to recall what he was going to say. So what was he saying? That the Castaneda books was about some cult or some possession or demonic thing? Is that what you guys got out of that?
All I know is I read the first three and then it got too damned weird to try to follow, so I quit.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember reading one of the first book 20 years ago and stopping there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they started being able to crawl up rock walls with the electric bolts coming out of their stomach, I knew I was too far in. So I quit reading.
So you got to suspend disbelief quite a bit for those books. Yeah, so it's a whole series of books then, I guess.
Yeah.
And didn't he say that there was a BBC show about it or something?
Some documentary, yeah.
Documentary. Interesting. So
I'm good with this. I don't know.
It seems like the exorcism thing is making a big comeback. I'm seeing, research for the show, I'm seeing shit all over the place about all these people that aren't necessarily associated with the church, or maybe they're their own certain denomination, but there's a lot of people charging a lot of money to do exorcisms out there.
Do the Catholic Church charge for exorcisms?
I don't think they would. I don't know.
And
they might.
Is it the thing? Do they still do it? Do they still practice exorcisms?
Only in rare cases will they do that. They actually have. They refer someone to a psychiatrist before they will do an exorcism. They get them evaluated. But there are still times when they pass through the medical community, they get reviewed, and it still gets passed back to the church where they have to do an exorcism.
It seems strange that they would pass it on to a psychiatrist, because I know, Onan, you mentioned that some psychiatrists do believe in possession, but it seems like it's there's a fine line there. Like, I can't see most psychiatrists probably wouldn't, I would think, wouldn't believe in exorcism. They'd be men of science and not religion.
You're speaking probably more of your culture or your society and ours.
Yes, you know, I am. I'm talking
I'm sure
more
that
from
in Brazil,
a Western point of view.
It's a bit different.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, yeah, no.
Yeah, well, here in America, we use science with air quotes.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
Everyone knows the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Yes.
Well, it is 6,000. It's just probably you got to add some more numbers to it after that, but definitely hit the 6,000 mark.
Yeah, to the 100th power, I think, is the 6,000 thing.
I just don't see. I see if you're referring it to a psychiatrist, I can't see the psychiatrist sending it back to the church saying, no, this guy's possessed. He doesn't have any mental issues. He's possessed. So I just can't see that happening.
I think that that's probably the best thing to do. I mean, you let somebody who is qualified in diagnosing any behavioral issues or mental issues, and once they rule all that out to their best ability, and I'm sure that takes years. I don't think that just takes one or two sessions talking to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Once they rule that out, maybe they think, well, hell, we might as well try to have this guy exorcised if that's what, if he believes that there's a demon inside him. You know, I think that they sending them back to the church isn't all that strange. But, I don't have a problem with people believing that they have demons inside them or people trying to help them if they can truly help that person and let them get past whatever issues they have, then that's great. The problem that I have is when they start charging money for it. They start writing books about it and they start... Mm-hmm.
The Bob Larson type.
Exactly who I was thinking of. You know,
I'm not even sure if his first name is Bob. But
yeah, it is Bob Larson. And interestingly enough, he is in the Phoenix area. I don't know if he still is, but I saw that he had a church is located here in Phoenix. And he's that guy that if you do a search on Google for exorcism or exorcist, then a bunch of his videos come up and a bunch of stuff comes up about him. And I personally believe that the dude is a total fucking fraud. Because I think that he's not in it to help people. He's in it to, pad his pocketbook and be rich. Because, I mean, any self-respecting priest or person of the church wouldn't openly videotape exorcisms,
No. That's like, there should be like the equivalent of like HIPAA law when it comes to like exorcisms. It would be a violation of privacy.
Yeah. And what this guy Bob does is he does seminars in like hotels, in conference rooms in hotels. And I don't know what he's charging the people to go in there, but he has does exorcisms right there in public in front of everybody.
I think I saw this Larson fella on that Anderson Cooper show, and they were saying that he charged like $240 a week to do this program. Which is a lot of money for nothing.
That was just to train somebody to be an exorcist.
Yeah.
So he's actually training people to be exorcists.
To train impressionable young girls who...
That's exactly who he's training to.
Have been indoctrinated in fundamentalist right-wing nonsense and have zero critical thinking skills.
I've just gone onto his website... and he has a free test where you can test whether you have a demon.
Oh, boy. That would be a great thing to read out on the air.
Yeah.
Maybe we can all take the test. Or maybe somebody in the chat room would like
let's
to.
Let's take that test, all
okay,
of us.
Okay, we'll do it while we're on the air. Okay, dear friend.
Or hold on a second. If somebody else... I don't mean to cut you off, Jed, but somebody else wants to call us and take this test with us to see if possibly you might have a demon inside of you.
Yeah,
praise be, Jesus!
Good.
Call 623-242-2278. 623-242-CAST.
I think someone should call in and we'll take the demon test with them.
Yes. 623-242-2278. We'll give you exactly 30 seconds and then we'll
of course.
Move on.
Wait.
What?
You have to buy the test. Surprise, surprise.
That's a horse of a different color.
Fuck. There aren't even any test questions at all.
Well, let's go look on the ye old internet.
You know what I like about this whole thing, though, is that if you do a just a, you just take a large sampling of people, let's say 500 people.
Yeah.
The chances of somebody being mentally ill to the point where they're on medications, like antipsychotic medications, in a group of 500, you'll probably find between 4 and 8 people that have some condition. Now, if you want to separate that down even further to how many that present with multiple personality or something with such grandiosity that they think they're a demon, you'd probably have to have a crowd of 2,000 or 3,000. And yet this Bob Larson guy is able to pull 20 or 30 people out of a group of what?
50.
Maybe 100?
It's less than that.
So, you know, statistically, the guy is really very successful.
Well, really what he does is he says that everything is because of a demon. Sure, he's going to see demons everywhere when he believes that every single bad behavior or everything that happened to you in your entire life is any bad thing is because of a demon, you know?
One of the things I read was that if you practice martial arts, you've been exposed to a demon. I'm like, really, dude?
Oh, fuck. There was this show called John Saffron versus God, and he sat down with Bob Larson, and they did this questionnaire, and basically everything that John Saffron did up to this point in this episode, because basically he's going around the entire world to experience different religions, you know, like Hinduism, Buddhism, Haiti, you know, he went to like some voodoo stuff.
Oh boy.
So John Saffron did all this stuff, you know, in the name of his show. And when he got to Bob Larson, Larson gave him this questionnaire. And, of course, Larson's going to say, oh, my God, really? You went and you prayed with the Buddhist? Oh, geez, that's not good. You know, and he'd name a demon and he'd say this.
It was everything.
Yeah.
Wait, you got gas at a Shell station? Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the worst kind of demon.
I have the questionnaire handy. Okay. I found it.
Awesome.
So
we don't have a caller, so
we're going to go. Okay, we can just go through it.
We'll just wing it.
Yeah. Okay. So there's 21 questions. You can either answer never, or in my past, or currently.
In my pants. Let's do it.
Let's do in my pants. Never or so. Sometimes.
I mean, these questions could actually be questions in a Tanko commercial. So, do you sometimes exhibit uncontrollable outbursts of anger or violence?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. I've got
in your
somebody
past, currently. Okay, we do have someone.
Yes, I have somebody who would like to take this.
I'm constantly in a state of anger or violence.
Okay. So, what was that first question, Jazz?
Okay.
Again?
I know where this is going. Do you sometimes exhibit uncontrollable outbursts of anger or violence?
Indeed.
Okay. Have you experimented with two or more forms of the occult?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. Have you ever been sexually violated, raped, incest, or molested?
No comment.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
I got to take a break.
That's
here.
A good question.
What's that?
I'm on call.
Oh no! This is the most.
Do you sometimes manifest behavior not consistent with your normal personality?
Indeed.
That's all the only one I have. I need to find another, another affirmative George Norrie clip.
And there's questions about alcohol, drug abuse, committing illegal or immoral acts. Have you ever contemplated suicide, feelings of depression, self-abusive behavior? So,
wow.
See, people who answer yes to those questions are people who need to talk to a doctor, not some jackass.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's a lot of things here that, if you're going to answer yes to some of them.
You know what? I'm hearing some dogs in the background. It sounds like the political thread at Gabcast. Who was that? Is that B-Dub or is that Onan's dogs?
I don't have dogs.
You don't have dogs. It seems like we've lost just about everybody except you and me, Jazz.
Yeah.
I don't know where everybody else is.
So, basically, these questions, I think many people could answer yes to them. I mean, some of them, I'm just reading one, have you ever had any episodes where you've been disabled or, you know, physically or emotionally abandoned by a parent? You know, have you ever experienced financial, you know, issues or health issues?
Have you ever been in a Victoria's Secrets store? Then you've got a demon.
Have you ever been naked while you take a shower and or bath?
You might have a demon.
You might have a demon.
Well, I just think they were little, tiny, evil things.
Possibly. B-Dub, is that your dog or is that Onan's? Must be. It must be B-Dub's because he's probably going to take care of that right now. It's fascinating.
Beat the dogs into submission.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to hear that. Maybe I should mute his mic. Fascinating radio, everybody. Yeah, those things are designed, and especially with the show that I saw, the questionnaire. I mean, it was like a 10 or 15 page questionnaire that this guy had to fill out that Bob was looking over, and it covered just about everything. And
it would have been this questionnaire that I've just looked at now, because I just I clicked submit and I had everything on never, and it said that. Your test score is zero. You are at a low risk for demonic oppression / possession. And it said, responses are evaluated as follows. Items marked as never have no value. Items marked in the past are scored as 1 point, and items marked as currently are scored as 2 points. Crucial questions, 1 through 7, add one additional point to the final score. So... Thankfully, we're not possessed, guys.
But you notice it says that you have a very low vulnerability. It didn't say that you are not possessed.
That's right.
So I bet you anything, if you submitted that and you gave them your credit card or whatever information that they, or your email address or whatever information that they require you to send along with that, they would call you and tell you that you have some sort of demon.
Oh, yeah.
You have the denial demon.
Well, I would just like to point out that my dog was perfectly behaved throughout the entire Gabcast until we started talking about demonic possession.
Oh, wow. Shit.
So clearly the devil is at work here.
What? Wow. That's really crazy.
We'd go insane.
We would. Wonder what that means. What does it mean?
That means everybody in the chat room needs to send us $5.99 plus tax.
Good point.
I just answered all the questions with currently, that I'm currently experiencing this. And it said my test score is 49. And the line that says you are at a high risk for demonic oppression and possession changed from blue to red.
Wow. So red is bad. Does he have like a...
And then after that, there's a whole list of his books and CDs and DVDs that you can purchase to help you get rid of these demons.
Oh, how convenient. You guys remember that SNL character, the church lady?
The church lady, yes.
The church lady. How convenient.
Oh, how convenient.
Could it be Satan?
Yes. Classic.
That's probably Bob Larson's wife or something. That's crazy. So you got to do the other one, Jazz, where you say that. What was the other answer?
That was the highest one. Currently, I'm sure if I did in the past, it would say it would have a lower score, but it would still tell me that I was at risk.
Wow. So it just referred you to his books and CDs and tapes?
Yeah, so then it had every question listed again, but under each one, it had a different. A different CD or DVD that you could purchase to help that particular predicament.
Yeah, he really wants to help people.
Yeah.
I bet you those CDs are upwards of $50 each. Is there pricing on any of that crap?
I will tell you in a moment. I just navigated away from that page. Yeah, let's see how
much.
Do
they also sell Ed Dame CDs at that store?
Yes.
The remaindered... section. Special offer.
So I clicked on one of them, and it said, this site is under construction.
Wow.
So I can't even buy it if I need it.
How can he do the Lord's work if his site's not finished?
I feel so vulnerable now.
And do people still have sites under construction? I'm surprised there isn't some animated GIFs with cranes on there.
What is this animated GIF? Is it a dude that's all drunk that's holding a bottle with X's in his eyes?
I think when you have a site that says under construction, what they really mean is, I tried to find a developer in India or Russia, but when I sent the money, they never did anything for me.
Good point.
Yeah. I watched some news channel that did a hard-hitting documentary on this guy, and they went through some of his old tax returns for his church. And the dude was making like $2 million a year. And all the while, he had a radio show back in the 90s. All the while, he's telling his radio listeners, saying, they're going to shut us down in at least 30 days if you guys don't call this number and help us.
What was that guy's name? Do you remember?
Bob Larson.
Was it Bob?
Yeah, that was Bob. I'm sure there's been tons of people out there that that have had radio shows that have not been quite on the up and up.
I remember watching the show when I was in college. You turn on the TV, and I didn't have cable or anything because I was broke. And it would just be this guy sitting around in a chair, and sometimes he'd have a captain's hat on, and he'd just be sitting there talking to the camera and talking about how if you guys in Boston or whatever, if you don't start sending us some money, they're going to take the show off the air now. The Lord's work is not done. And it was some doctor or something. And he would just sit there and he would roll the cigar in his hand and have it in his mouth. And one night I called and I was like, I would like to donate a match for this guy to light his flipping cigar. I don't know who that was, but it was just the strangest thing for some jackass, some old fart with a beard and a captain's hat and this unlit cigar to be sitting there demanding money.
Yeah. The captain's hat reminds me of Captain Tennille or something.
Well.
That's strange. So I wonder if there is demon possession or exorcism that happens in the non-secular world. Is this completely and totally in the secular world or religious areas that people believe in this stuff? Or does it happen outside of religion as well?
I've never seen it that way.
Yeah. I guess it's inherently, it's because of religion, because that's what they talk about. That's what they teach.
Well, I see a lot of people that, you know, manifest some really weird shit, but if they're not religious, they don't hang that tag on it.
Right. You
know, they just, so.
So, I mean, they hang the mental illness or something else. It just seems like having a demon in you is a very easy way to encapsulate any bad behavior that you feel or some person has and point the finger and say that's a demon.
I wonder if that's ever been used as a defense.
Oh, I was possessed?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a good question. I'm sure it has.
I've got no idea.
I would not be surprised at all if it was.
It seems to me that if someone is claiming they're possessed, they're probably so debilitated that they're not going to be going out and organizing any kind of crime. I guess that, you know, they still could kill somebody, but
I don't know. I guess that could fall under like being insane, legally insane. But
It's insane is, you know, I'm not an attorney, but that's more a legal term that really has no place in medicine. It just basically says that you're unable to help in your defense or have no understanding of what it is you've done.
Right.
So.
And that gets overused quite a bit as well.
So, Odin, you're not an attorney. You're not a psychiatrist. Why do we have you on the show?
I don't know. I keep asking myself that. Why do I keep coming to this thing? Why? I could be eating Cheetos and watching TV.
You probably still are.
I'm thinking about it.
You can eat Cheetos on the Gabcast.
Interesting. So is there, you guys have anything else to talk about as far as this exorcism thing? Or if anybody else would like to call in and tell us your thoughts about exorcism or possession or Bob Larson or any of that bullshit, the number is 623-242-2278. We would love to have you on the show and talk to you tonight so we don't have to actually wind the show down. I don't know. Have we explored this exorcism thing thoroughly, or is there other stuff that. Oh, I have something here. Did you guys ever watch that show called Paranormal State on A&E? It was like a docudrama. It's called Paranormal State, and they're basically ghost hunters. But it seemed like every single house they went to, they seemed to think that everybody was possessed.
Mm-hmm.
If
you start filming in black and white, infrared, everybody looks possessed.
Someone once actually told me when I was younger that if you have red eyes in a photo, that you're possessed.
It means you got a cheap camera, is what it
means. Yeah, I think so too. But this was when I was young, and then I once saw a photo of me and it had the red eyes and shat myself.
Did you freak out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God!
Now, thanks to red eye reduction on most computer software packages, I don't have that problem anymore.
See, and we thought exorcism was a big deal. It's just red eye reduction.
You are cleansed, my friend. This house is clean.
Yeah.
This phone call is being recorded.
Uh-oh,
the NSA is here.
Uh-oh. Where the hell did that come from? Mm-hmm. No, I was actually slapping my... I won't tell you what I was slapping, but I accidentally hit the
slapping
button.
Slapping the salami.
Yes. Slapping the soundboard. Let's see. So you guys have anything else you want to talk about exorcism? Any thoughts?
Well, I think if you watch the Bob Larson videos, you'll see when he casts the demons out, the way he confronts the people, it's very... I don't know. It kind of reminded me of the show where the guys claimed this group of guys who practice this type of martial art claimed that they could knock someone out with their chi. They could just channel their chi at somebody and that would knock them out.
Yeah.
And so you could see they would go through this kind of dramatic, almost like a wind up, and then you'd see this guy like pass out.
Yeah.
And this guy who was a skeptic volunteered to stand in for these guys who were in this martial art group or whatever.
The victims of the chi.
Victims of chi. That's a support group. But it had no effect on the skeptic. And so one of the things they were saying is some kind of hypnotic suggestion or something along that. But basically these guys were playing along with this ruse. And that's basically what was happening with Larson. It's that... Larson would confront these people, and they'd bought into like his explanation for all this nonsense.
Yeah,
and then he would confront them, and they would convulse and do all this crazy shit.
Suggestion is a very real phenomenon that does happen to a lot of people. I was talking to one of you earlier today about, or maybe it was yesterday, about a guy I worked with, a PhD psychologist, who was a hypnotherapist. And he could hypnotize you without you ever really being aware of it just by how he moderated his voice. And he was demonstrating it to me one day. And I didn't realize he was demonstrating it to me until I had to go, whoa, wait a second. Because I was starting to go under.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's not going to happen in a bar. Somebody's not going to be able to come up to you in a bar and start mesmerizing you with the moderation.
I do that every Saturday night, Onan.
Oh, yeah. I get laid all the time. Sorry.
I pull so much tail.
But somebody who's really skilled, somebody who's practiced that, it probably could. I don't know if they get you to do anything dumb like, cluck like a duck, but they could probably get you to... reduce your smoking, reduce how much you eat.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of things they could do. It wouldn't be long-lived, but it would work for a while.
Well, I think it's not just the person who's doing the hypnotic suggestion stuff. It's also the receiver has to be sort of open to that type of thing as well.
Certain type of people. You think what is probably more important, and I'm certainly not trying to toot my own horn here, but is how well you can concentrate and how intelligent you are, because those two parameters make you much more susceptible to hypnosis than the other end of the spectrum.
So I mean, do you equate the same thing to leaders of cults and stuff like that? And
absolutely, yeah.
I would say their followers, the people who do follow cults, are usually, I don't know, for want of a better word, weak-minded people who just want to follow someone.
Or they're conforming. Weak-minded.
It's that they're, you know, there's a couple of really vague terms. People that really get caught into cults aren't necessarily stupid. They just are missing any sense of
intelligence.
They're looking for something. They're kind of lost souls, so to speak.
Yes, yeah. And, I mean, they could have had something bad happen in their life.
It's the same thing for people that join gangs. You know, they're finding a sense of community, and they've never found that before.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a wonderful feeling if you've never known it before. Yeah, so,
same thing with people that join Belgab, I would suspect.
Well, you've got to like a little more of the punishment, you know, the whips and chains stuff. but yeah, still the same thing.
There is, you know, and I think that there's are people that are highly, that are more suggestible than others. But there's also a phenomenon that's going on, especially and particularly with the Chi thing that you were talking about and the Bob Larson, where he gets people in a room and picks somebody out, where I think it's called the ASHT conformity experiments, where people in groups are more willing to conform to attain a social reward or to avoid some sort of social punishment. So let's say that somebody brings you up on stage and tells you, I'm going to make you cluck like a chicken, and you know, goes and hypnotizes you and everything. You're more likely to go along with that just because you don't want to, I got somebody else calling in here. You don't want to disappoint that person, make him look like a dick in front of everybody. You know, you want to live up to the expectations that the group has. I don't know if that's called groupthink or some phenomenon, but basically the person is playing the role. And I think that with these people that are possessed, especially in Bob Larson's case, I think that they're just going along with it because of, you know, if, especially if they paid him, they don't want to say, no, I don't feel anything. There's not a demon in me. You know, they play along and they make the deep voices. And
a story that fits right into this.
Go ahead.
Many years ago, I was in high school, and a friend of mine invited me to go to their church on a Wednesday night. And I said, well, I'm not doing anything. Why not? So I went with them. Well, it turned out this church is like 90 minutes away. So I'm riding along. And anyway, we finally get there. Now, my idea of church had been, you know, Mormons, Lutherans, and Catholics. And so I went to this church, and all of a sudden, everybody is speaking in tongues. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then the preacher says, I want people to come to the front that are having some sort of turmoil, that want God to speak to them. And I'm getting pushed to the front of the church. So I get up there, and the pastor says to me, what has the Lord said to you? And I said, he wants me to get the fuck out of here. They rushed me out of that church so quick. It was a quiet ride home. That's all I can tell you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you did not play along, did you?
I did not, no.
You rebel, you.
Well, yeah, but it was more that I was just so damn freaked out. It was like, these people, I'm like, what are you saying? What? This is crazy.
Yeah. We got a caller on the air. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. CJ James calling from Las Vegas. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
All right. Just wanted to add just a small little something. You guys were at, one of you was asking who the crazy old man in the Captain Sneal hat was.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Gene Scott.
Dr. Gene Scott. So that was the guy that was rolling cigars and begging for money on B-Dubs television, huh?
He is legendary in the Midwest and the South. You dial the UHF to pretty much any channel after 9 p.m., and you'll see a tape of that old fart telling everybody that they're going to hell at 90 miles an hour. There's absolutely nothing they can do. The world is ending. It's all over. There's nothing that can be done. But if you just send me 1995,
fuck it. I'm just going to my gun cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. B-Dub, does that ring a bell for you?
That's him.
That's the guy.
Oh. Thanks for that.
Want to have some real fun? Google video of Dr. T. Scott. You can only take about 2 minutes at a time, or
that's
else
really
your
bad.
Brain becomes so numb, it will actually stop functioning.
So is that dude still around, or is he deceased?
He's dead.
He's got to be dead
so
by now.
Right.
I'm in my 40s, and when I was a kid, he was still doing this racket.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know,
but
Onan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying?
What you were saying yesterday about the flukes.
Thanks for the comment.
Mental retardation.
Yeah.
I wonder if that explains, like, this guy's popularity.
Could. I don't know. You know, anytime you get a whole bunch of people together that have a very basic, fundamental understanding of religion, you get somebody that kind of feeds that back to them, you'll get them dancing to your tune quick. Sorry, I didn't mean to be a cynic, but that's how I see it.
Related to that, go ahead, B-Dub.
That's Onan's official title. He's the designated cynic.
That's me.
For the Gabcast.
Everybody needs one.
Yep.
I like to think so.
On The View, who is the designated cynic? Does anyone know?
Sorry, Adam. Watch women's programming.
I've never seen The View. I know what it is.
Jasmunda, be honest. You watch that every day.
Of course I do.
Yeah, I don't know who the cynic is on that show. Related to what you were talking about, Onan, speaking in tongues, is I was recording a Christian or gospel group, and before, you know, I got all the mics set up and drum kit and everything, we were all ready to go, and there was like five people. And they all went in the isolation booth, and they prayed. They got in a circle, held hands, and they prayed, and it was great. And then they all started talking in tongues. I mean, it was fucking really strange. And I had never been really exposed to that type of thing, speaking in tongues. And I thought it was really, really strange, man, because it went on for a couple minutes at least where they were just speaking in tongues, and some of them were speaking, you know, praise Jesus, and then just... Wow, it was really strange, man. So I commend you for not speaking in tongues in front of all those people in church.
Well, I would have been so, you know, first of all, I had no idea. Okay, somebody got a script, because I don't know where to start off. What's the first word? Give me a clue.
Yeah.
But no, it's weird stuff.
So the next time you find yourself in that position, just start crying. And then they'll escort you away.
Or just tell them to fuck off and they'll escort you away, apparently. That really works.
Yeah. No, that's when they surround you and start casting out the demon.
Oh, boy. With a cross.
Demon out!
Oh, man. So, you know, I think a lot of this stuff with exorcism and people that are believe that they are possessed... has a lot of same characteristics as the movies does in Hollywood, you know, like The Exorcist. And B-Dub, didn't you post a link about some case in, where was it? In your side of the country where there was a supposed poltergeist or a possession or something, and it turned out to be bullshit?
Tina Rash.
And that was at the Columbus.
R-E-S-C-H.
Spell that again.
R-E-S-C-H. I've got the link here. I'm going to post it in the chat room.
And I was reading a little bit about that, and it said that she was not acting out. She wasn't acting like she was possessed until after she watched the movie The Exorcist, or maybe it was the movie Poltergeist.
Yeah.
So that has a lot to do with it.
What I think is funny is that she was able to con people from the Columbus Dispatch, which is like the main newspaper in Columbus.
How did she do that?
Well,
how did she con them?
I don't really know.
She waited till nobody was looking and then scratched herself
I don't know.
There was actually a piece where they had her on where she didn't realize she was on camera. And she would go over and she would throw shit across the room And then once it threw, once it landed, she'd scream like she was horrified. And then they showed her the video they had of her, and it was like, oops. So.
Wow. So yeah. She was just throwing shit around and saying that that was the demon or that was the possession or the.
And have you guys heard about this one that's right? It's in the news now. And I have my suspicions because it's about a family. I think it's just a mother and a couple of kids. And the mother is a black woman who's got a large portion of her hair dyed red. And I don't mean red like a ginger. I mean red like a neon sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you, have you
seen that? That's the one in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, I think so. They have people that actually are saying, yeah, I saw this kid walk up the wall backwards. And I'm like, no, you didn't. But
there, I think one of them's a cop. There's a cop that's saying that.
Yeah, could be.
I think they made a movie about it.
Really?
Yeah. Which is, wow. That's a good reason, good motivation to fake a paranormal event like that. Is
hey, if somebody offered me a couple of million, I would tell them just about anything they wanted to hear.
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's you can make tons of money, man.
You know, I wanted to talk to you guys about something. I believe that our podcast is haunted.
What?
Oh, shit.
Wait a second.
I tried to some research on this, and apparently this is a new thing that has never happened before until I made it up. Wow. So I think we need to start investigating post haste.
I think you're right. We need to hire us a exorcist.
Nope. First we get a PR consultant.
Oh yeah.
And then we get an exorcist.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Holy shit, that pen just flew right across the room.
I saw it.
Did you guys see that?
I saw it. Jesus Christ.
I didn't hear it, see it, but I did hear it.
Wow. That's a trip. I think there's some sort of a psychic cold spot. I think there's a psychic vampire or something in here.
I feed off cock. You know, I'm Dracula.
Wow,
my microphone is very cold right now.
We've got a cocky Dracula in amongst the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodness gracious!
Life just keeps on giving.
Did I just kill the show? Did that kill the show?
What are you fools playing with a Ouija board or something?
Oh fuck! Oh man, did George go through with that Ouija board experiment? Wasn't he doing it again this last week or two? I saw somebody was talking about George thought about going back to the whole Ouija board bullshit.
Yeah, which I think is a bit of a farce. Anyway, apparently he's not he's not going to go through with it, but he wanted to pose the question and see whether people were open to him doing it. And
how timid do you have to be afraid of your own imagination? I mean, come on, guys.
I think I said in that thread that I thought that that was really, for me, when George jumped the shark.
What?
Because... I remember listening to that show. I don't think I was listening live, but I was listening to a repeat of it a few days later, and he really pussied out. So I actually believe he actually had no intention of ever doing it, and it was more of a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, he really jumped the shark for me there.
It's a great story.
Thank you.
It's a great story.
He really did. That's funny, Onan. I think that's the best description I've seen. How timid can you be to be afraid of your own imagination?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
that's basically really what it is. It's you.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys ever play with Ouija boards?
Oh, yeah.
As kids and stuff?
Yeah, I had the Crest
one right here.
I mean, I had an older sister, and of course, you know, I'm like 3.5, 4 years younger than her. And we'd play it, you know, I was eight years old or 7 years old or whatever it was.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, you're not moving that, are you? And she's like, no, I'm not moving it at all. Oh, my God, there's really, I believed it. And so it's easy to believe that stuff when you're a kid, but fuck, come on.
Yeah.
I believe this Ouija board experience is the origin of all your butthurt, Eddie.
Okay, good point.
I think you need counseling.
I might need to call Bob Larson. I might have some sort of demon in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should do that someday. We should do that. We should call up some bozo like that and make it part of the show.
Well, I do have his phone number here.
Oh,
really?
What's the area?
$4.99 a minute, you know?
Yeah, it's probably just to the telemarketing line, but we could probably have fun with that as well.
We should steal his credit card and then use his stolen credit card information to call his 1-900 number.
There you go. Charge it to himself.
Ha ha ha.
Genius. What's the area code, Jess?
I think it's a 1-800 type number.
Oh.
Well, we're safe then. Call it.
Yeah, it's not going to cost us anything.
Let's have a look. Let's consult the white pages.
It's one. It's one of those 1-866
910-FREE.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know what? It's probably just a phone message or something.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but if you go to the Secretary of State for any given state, you can search business records online.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so we can look and see if Mr. Larson has any businesses filed in Arizona.
Well, the last that I heard, his main church was here. It was called, let's see, what was it? Did I already say what it was called? I wrote it down.
Corporation.
I wrote it down somewhere. The Church of Spiritual Freedom Church, yeah.
Yeah, and it's on 92nd Street.
92nd Street and what?
Scottsdale.
Okay. Oh, that's a nice part of town, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive up there.
And it does have a phone number.
Really?
303. Is that your area code? Or
no, Scottsdale? That's... Phoenix is 602-623 and 480. I think there's one or two more, but...
There's a 303 area code.
Interesting. He has a lawyer on retainer, I believe. I don't know what the hell I'd say to him when I'd call him. I guess we could just play the George Norrie soundboard.
Maybe I would love to do that in court, like during the show.
Hey, Bob. Bob, is it okay if I call you Bob? Bob.
How are you?
Tell me about these possessions. And how do I get some?
Hello, Doug.
It's Bob, sir.
Hello, Doug.
I told you, sir. It's my name is Bob. Bob.
The name's Bobby. Bob.
Hello, Doug.
Yeah, I'm going through these listings for people with the name Bob Larson, and I'm kind of striking out here.
Really?
Isn't he the Far Side guy?
Bob Larson.
Larson. You know that comic strip, The Far Side?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's a different guy, but it might be a similar name.
Oh, Gary Larson. Sorry.
Gary Larson. What's wrong with you, Jay?
It's his brother.
How dare you besmirch the Far Side by associating it with that jackass?
Let's see. So have we completely got this whole topic out of our system, everybody? Or is there anything else you guys would like to say? Or do we want to move on to something else?
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we've been exercised.
I think so.
Found out that the show is haunted, and there's a lot of butthurt out there.
That's the worst kind of haunting.
Demonic butthurt.
What was the name of that church again?
Something, a Church of Spiritual Freedom.
Yeah, Spiritual Freedom Church.
Yeah, Bob Larson, Arizona Reverend.
Yeah.
That's him.
They did they had him on with the local news station, or I saw that this afternoon on YouTube. And they were actually pretty nice. I mean, it wasn't hard-hitting journalism.
No, but they shouldn't consider nice journalism at all.
No, it's
not. I think
it's
actual journalism is now illegal in America.
Well, it's all just fucking entertainment. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. Good point.
I don't know what else to talk about. You guys want to talk about Game of Thrones, or do we want to do an Urban Dictionary random word of the day?
Yeah.
Jazz, you want to get on that?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
As we are winding down here.
So, sorry to interrupt.
He's winding down, folks.
I did find a Church of the Ancient Aliens, LLC.
Church of the Ancient Aliens, really?
Yes.
How ancient?
Oh, I don't know. Church of Tamara. Interesting.
Do you guys know what a lico blanket is?
A lico blanket?
Liquor, as in alcohol.
No. A lico blanket.
is when you're chilling at the park all day in a tank top and flip-flops, and even when the sun starts to go down, you're not cold because you've been drinking all day and the buzz makes you feel like you're wrapped in a warm, cozy blanket. That is a liquor blanket.
That is awesome.
A liquor blanket, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what a belly nipple is? A belly nipple.
It's an Audi belly button.
Ding, ding, ding.
I know my Urban Dictionary, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know what
the belly nipples?
Do you know what cradar is? C-R-A-Y-D-A-R. Cradar.
Cradar.
It's a man's ability to see whether or not a woman is cray cray.
Goodness.
Cray cray. I always hated that expression.
Yeah.
Cray cray.
Girl, she cray cray.
Do you know what trucker's arm is?
It's where one arm is 1,000 times darker than the other because it's been hanging outside the window.
Correct.
Really? That could also be like maybe a fap arm or a jack arm.
No, that's when your arm
if
is
if you're getting
your,
too much sun from fapping.
No, that's called sun, my hat's off to you.
Eddie, what you're referring to is when one bicep is larger than the other, more tanned.
Not more tanned, yeah. It's much more muscles on your right or left bicep than the other. Just because of excessive fapping.
Yes, I'm not sure where your trucker's arm comes from. Is that from you fapping off truckers?
Yes, of course. That's exactly what it is.
If you listen closely, you notice the jealousy in that comment. So.
Yes.
All right, I feel like I need to wind the show down unless you guys have something else.
No, I think that's probably where we should go, man.
Are we winding down?
Yeah, I think so.
People wound down.
He's winding down, folks. He's winding down.
We are indeed winding down. Well, thanks, everybody. This has been the Gabcast. Thanks, Wildcard, and what was the other guy's name? James, CJ James, for calling in tonight. Thanks to everybody in the chat room at ufoship.com. Thanks to bellgab.com. Thanks to my co-hosts, Onan, Jasmunda, and B-Dub. I'm Eddie Dean. We'll see you next time, everybody. Good night.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good night.
See ya.
Suddenly, I felt something in my mouth. Cock. I feed off cock. You know, I'm Dracula.